Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed. You're listening to Vettel, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. This is episode 208, and it is part of our summer series. So aquí vamos a estar hablando short and sweet, and today we're going to be talking about, hopefully no chillamos, a lo mejor sí, but, you know, just things that make us emotional and make us cry. So this episode will be called Emotions and Tears, but then we know, like us three know, that crying is good for mental health, and sometimes you just need to shed a tear or two. So before we do that, ¿cómo andan mis chulas?
Things that make you go wah. Things that make you... Sorry, I'm being goofy now.
We're good. We're not crying yet.
Eating my candy. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. We were talking about this because this week, so we're recording... What week is it, dude? What day is it? So we're recording like the first full week in June. And so the first full week in June means a lot of transitions for our kids, ending of like school years, and them transitioning to the next year. In my case, my girls graduated from kindergarten. Irene's youngest graduated from elementary school or got promoted to junior high. So, you know, this morning we were sharing just photos and videos, and we were like talking about how we got teary-eyed. I'm like, oh my God, you're definitely going to cry, you know, for that. Tell me you're going to cry. And so, you know, just things that kind of make you cry. I know in my case yesterday was like, con una canción, dude, con una canción que los chiquillos estaban cantando about like, thank you for sunshine, thank you for pain, like, thank you for pain también. It's like, oh my God, like, you know, and just to see it from, like, the eyes of children, you know, que están creciendo. So that's one of the things that kind of, like, made me cry and just, you know, it was overall like an emotional week for me. But things with the kids and just thinking que están creciendo and, like, time is flying. Like, Irene has a, you know, soon-to-be college student, like, todavía falta, pero ahí va. Vero también, her oldest, going into kindergarten, right? In the fall. So, I mean, we started this podcast where, you know, Vero had, I think, one, now tiene cuatro. Irene's kids were younger. Mine were definitely younger, definitely before preschool. Y ya, o sea, los años van pasando y van volando. And that's one of the things that makes us emotional. But I think we're of the generation of a generation that has grown to be okay with tears, because I want to say that our moms and the people before us, like, escondían sus lágrimas. And I think we've talked about this in the podcast before, but I remember my sister and I having this conversation where my mom told my sister, like, cuando llores, like, llora en la regadera, because when you're in the shower and you cry in the shower, people can't tell that you've cried. And so, you know, that's one thing that has stayed with me. Like, no, it's okay to cry. And I know there's moments for it where yo sí me doy mi oportunidad. And I feel like when it's happened to me lately, like, hasta que I like lay in bed, como que ya suelto todo. And because I'm going through emotions, I'm going through my day, and I don't have... It sounds crazy, but I don't have the time to cry. And it's not until, like, I lay in bed that it happens. Porque, you know, if I have a busy day. Do you guys have a moment or when you feel like you want to have a good cry? Like, do you have to kind of designate a time for it to happen? Or you know, chillas con... Como sea.
Girl, ain't nobody got time for that, to, like, designate a time. A mí cuando me entra la gana de llorar, yo chillo. I'm so sorry that I still have candy in my mouth. I just really wanted nerds. Pero there's times I've been trying to keep it together in front of my kids because I'm frustrated. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. And hearing mommy from three children, Mara cries still. It gets a certain point. Like after 6 p.m., it's too much. It's like, all right, it's been all day already. But there's times where I'm with them and I feel either, you know, my uncle recently passed away. I'll just get a sudden memory and I'll start crying. And my kids know my tío. They're like, tío Secundino, right? And they like, were like, ¿por qué lloras, mami? Es que tengo, me llegó un recuerdo de mi tío, de tío Secundino. Ah, a ver, dinos.
Sí.
Other times where I realized I was mean to them. And in that moment, I like check myself, you know, I'm like, oh, why did I just say that? Or why did I just do that? And I feel like it just automatically makes me cry. Like, how can I have just said that or done that or been this mean to my kids? And I'm not like, not like crazy mean, but just like, you know, things that you're like, oh my God, I was just, andas cortita.
Yeah, I'm so sure with that. Porque le contesté así, yeah.
And there's just days, and I mean, I'm still, you know, going through even postpartum. Like, I, you know, Maura's going to be one, and there's still like a lot of emotional things that I'm like, maybe that's what it is, postpartum something. But it, there's just days that I'm like, I just can't. I'll be driving and I cry. Then I'll be washing dishes and I cry. I'd be wiping a butt and I happen to start crying, you know? El otro día fue because I realized that Gali is 5 going on 6. She's going to be a kindergartner and she's growing up. She's not my little baby anymore, right? So it's just like little things like that that you start realizing, like, I'll be watching videos on Instagram and something happens and I just start crying, you know? So, I mean, el tiempo, you know, even though I am so busy and there's always something to do, cuando llega la chilladera, me llega. And there's times where it's been like, even I've had a great day and then I have sex with my husband and I cry. It's like, what? It's like, hey, you just unplugged my emotions. Thank you, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's at any time. I don't. At this point, it's like there's no scheduling it because there really isn't a good time to sit to give myself a moment to cry. It's a la hora que llegó, llegó y te va a tocar.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Vero. I think I don't really. It just kind of comes over me, and if something is sad or something is emotional, like. This year, with my son being a 5th grader, I was very present and aware that, like, that's it. We'll never have an elementary baby again. And this was sad today. During the graduation, I had my little moment of my tear. I had a moment where I cried at some random event that he recently had. I think it was band, when he had his band concert for his 5th grade, second concert of the year, last one. And I remember feeling like, oh, my God, that's it. And I wasn't going to record it. I wasn't going to record it. I was totally present, watching. And then I had this moment, this thought of like, oh, my God, that's it. Like, this kind of thing will never happen again. We'll never be in this cafeteria again. This school was so good to us. He grew here and blossomed and loves his friends. And I just had this moment of like, oh, let me take his picture. Let me get a last video. And I had this little emotional moment. And I pull out the camera. And as I'm looking for him in the crowd, he's looking at me. And he was kind of buried behind a music sheet. And he's very short. And you couldn't see him the whole time. But I'm like, I'm going to get the top of his head. But the moment I capture him, he's looking up and smiling at me. So it was almost like this really perfect moment of like, energies were caught. Like, he probably could sense that like something was off with me, so he looked for me in the crowd and he's smiling bright and it's a grainy picture, but I'm never gonna forget that. Like, the moment that I needed that shot of him, he was there looking at me, smiling, like proud, like wanting me to take that picture. And he has been all week really reflective, and that makes me cry. And I think about like that my kids are little emotional human beings, and they are just like us, soft-hearted, and just like us. Like, the world's going to make them cry, and the world's going to challenge them, and that makes me happy and proud, and that brings me to tears. But guys, I cry at, like, fucking dumb shit. Like, commercials make me cry, fucking 6-second vines make me cry. I will cry listening to a song. I will record a song lyric, or I will repeat a song lyric because I'm like, this is so well written. My family's just like, you're a mess. Like, dumb things make me cry. Photos make me cry. My mom, of course, makes me cry. Today, I think off air, we were talking about how her best friend passed, and it's really sad. One of her best friends, her church best friend, and I just wanted to remember the moment, because what my mom was saying about her, I'm like, remember this moment, remember her words, remember when you describe her leaving, to remind yourself to describe her this way. And it made me emotional. I didn't want her to hear me cry, so I was like hiding it, because she was trying to not cry, telling me on the phone. But she was like, era mujer muy buena, muy devota, muy católica, mi amiga, me tocó verla, me tocó despedirme un día antes. But when she called her friend like a devoted, good Catholic, I was like, that's my mom. Like, in my heart, that's my mom, you know. And I wasn't gonna steal anybody's fucking thunder. Like, I didn't want to be like, that's you, mom. But in my heart, I was like, remember what a good friend she is. My mom is such a good friend to her friends. Mis amigas, mi buena amiga. And of course that makes anybody cry, right? But I'm very aware of the moments that are leaving. I'm very aware of life is short. I'm very aware of being present. And that makes me freaking cry. Like, being in my backyard, being with my trees makes me cry. That's stupid, right? But the other day I was telling my brother something unrelated, and he saw this photo because I wanted to send him a photo of something unrelated. And he goes, hey, what are that orange tree? It was like behind the photo. And he goes, that's my dad's soul in that orange tree. I'm like, oh my God, that's so deep. But I think my brother and I are on the same wavelength, that like we think of our dad when we think of the garden. We think of like how we grew up with, we were gardener's kids, and all my brothers are some form or another of like helpers in the world. And I've done things make me cry because I think we're connected to our roots in our life, and life is like that. But I went on and on and on because I thought of those moments that recently I cried. But definitely the thing with the trees, definitely my mom talking about her best friend. And definitely my son coming to the end of being in fifth grade. I'll never have an elementary kid again. The principal's like, just have another baby. I'm like, yeah, no, never.
Oh my God, no, I know. You're reminding me of several things that have made me emotional for sure recently. One being that a client that I recently, so, and I know this is going to, and this is going to happen because I represent older adults. So I know that's going to, you know, it's going to be happening. So I helped, an older couple, I want to say in April or so. And I helped them with their estate planning, you know, their trust, their will and everything. And I just got a letter last week from his daughter that he, like, the man passed away, like, maybe like not even 2 weeks after we had finalized his estate plan. And I was like, oh, I got the letter, and I was like, wow. Oh my God. Yeah. Like todo a tiempo, right? You know, Dios sabe por qué hace las cosas, pero it, you know, happened after he had all his, you know, shit together, essentially, for lack of a better word. And I got the letter from the daughter, and, you know, she sent a donation to the organization, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. I went, like, I remember con los ojos llorosos, I went to go tell my paralegal, I'm like, oh my God, so-and-so passed, what? You know, and I'm like, yeah, and we just helped him, like, you know, a month or two ago, and it pasó. So that has made me emotional recently, and I, you know, that's one thing that I'm like, okay, well, this is going to continue happening because that's who I represent, an older generation. And most of my clients are upwards of 65, 70, 85, hasta. I want to say that I helped someone in their 90s recently. But so that's one thing that's going to continue happening. And a song that I had never, I mean, I've heard the song like hundreds of times, but I had never paid attention to the lyrics. And my sister said, oh my God, listen to this song. This song, my sister said, this song reminds me of my mom. And she's like, listen to it. And it's the Chiquitita, Chiquitita, dime por qué, in Spanish by ABBA. And I was listening to it, and I was like cooking one day, and I played it, and I was like, oh my God, yes. Because it talks about, like, you know, que esta persona was muy fuerte y ahorita tiene una ala quebrada, and I want to see you like rise again and shine again. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm like cooking, listening to Chiquitita Dime Por Qué, crying in the kitchen. I told Luis, I'm like, oh my God, my sister said this. And he's like, oh my God, I had never listened to those lyrics either. I told my sister, I don't think she's done it. I was like, well, play it for my mom and have like a good cry with her. Like, I think you guys both deserve it. Like, tú que, you know, I think my sister's gotten better about, like, crying and letting it out. My mom, todavía, hasta la fecha, like, cerrada. I was like, I think if you play with her and for her and you have a good cry, la abrazas, like, it's going to be a healing moment. No sé si lo haga, pero, you know, that was my suggestion. But anyway, those are two things that kind of come to mind to me right now that have made me emotional. Se me han salido las lágrimas con eso. But it feels good. It feels good. Like, now after I learned, I had heard the lyrics for Chiquitita, like, one day, like, estaba yo, you know, emotional, and I wanted to cry, so me salí a correr, or I think it was, like, a walk with the dog, and I was like, I'm gonna play the song, and I kept on playing it. I listened to it once. I let, like, the tears come down, and then I listened to it a second, and I want to say a third time, yeah. Como que ya, like, the second and third time, ya, como que ya estaba más relajada ya. Like, saqué lo que tenía que sacar. And we've talked about this, like, you know, certain songs que get to us, and we put them para, precisamente para eso. So It's just, it's a good feeling. And again, it's part of like healing and it feels good and it's our well-being, you know? Yeah. Well, anything else que quieran ustedes agregar acerca de este tema? Things that make you emotional and eventually make you feel good because you've felt that emotion. You've allowed yourself to heal in a sense.
I think that right now it makes perfect sense to like mention that when you are emotional and you don't have words for it, finding that song to play and listen to hacer tu chillada works. But music has a way of also just helping you tell someone or show someone, this is what I'm also feeling right now. Me siento que no tengo más para seguir adelante. Me siento que ya, que estoy ahogándome, ¿me entiendes? Like, ¿qué hago? So music's a really good way to either let it out or find the words, if you can't find the right words, to express whatever you are feeling. Pero ahorita que dijiste eso, Ceci, de que, you know, sometimes we get emotional. Like, I was talking to a client this week, and she's going through a lot at her job. There's just a lot of things being put on her. And according to her job, she's only an executive assistant. But from what she does, I asked her to put together like a... She's a writer. She's a creative writer. And I go, write me a story or write something. Write about yourself and your role at this place. And from there, she took it off and she created this whole slide deck of what the roles that she plays at this organization. And I was really impressed because I needed her to see the value that she brings, right? And I told her, now you need to set a meeting up with she literally works with just the actual like founders of the company. I'm like, set up your meeting with the founders and I want you to talk to them and I want you to go through the slide deck. If you don't have the words, it's okay. Show them the slide deck and tell them like, hey, now that you've seen this, you know, the value that they bring to this company and we're talking about asking for more money, right? So I said, if you feel comfortable speaking up, do it. And if you get overwhelmed with emotion, if you cry, if you start, you know, having an ugly cry, if you start, you know, like not losing your train of thought, you have this presentation to fall back on. And, it, you know, make sure that everything you want to say is at least there. And at the end, you can find the courage to at least say, well, this is what I do. I am more than an executive assistant here. I feel that I am definitely an asset. I am here, you know, wanting this company to succeed. And I want to succeed with it. Help me out, you know? So I told her, and the thing is, it's scary. I know we've all been in positions where we're like in the entry level or the, you know, starting our careers. And then we've been in positions now where we're hiring our team and we're growing our teams and we lead a team and we have to have challenging conversations or difficult conversations with our employees. And I can understand the feeling of being the leader there and having someone like break down on you because they don't know how to express themselves. But I think this is where it's key. It's so important to, as people, allow ourselves to express what we're going through. So it's stressful. It's hard. You get emotional because maybe you've never had to speak up like that before. Maybe at home you weren't asked to. You were just given things. Or maybe it's the opposite story, right? But even at work, as a professional, you think, well, this isn't who I should be. I shouldn't get emotional at work. I'm a professional. Well, if you've never had to really express yourself and it's going to be so challenging for you to do it for the first time, you might get overwhelmed with emotion, and that is okay. I think that's going to be an eye-opener for your leadership team to really reach out and be like, what can we do for you? How can we help you in this career path? And that's going to be at least eye-opening to the people receiving the message. So if you're a professional, do it. No te dé miedo. If you cry, if you lose your train of thought, express yourself.
As Latinas, often we're so overwhelmed that we do want to cry at work, or until we can't cry at work. But sometimes you have to. And I've had the best conversations with staff that just had to cry. And I've always made it okay to cry. I think I've also cried in front of bosses, never because like I'm having a tough time, but like my bosses have seen me cry about like joy for my kids or happiness for my kids. Like they've seen me be emotional. I think that's good. I think people see me cry around my mom, about my mom. My staff, if they start to cry in front of me, I absolutely welcome it. I pull out tissues. I'm very empathetic. I think tears are so important because I know on the other side of the tears, there's the truth. And so just keep that in mind. Like sometimes you can't get to the truth unless you cry first. So baby, you want to keep it in and never tell the truth? Or do you need to let out the cry so that you can make way for the truth? I think that's so important. So Vettel's wise words are the tip of the day. And I was sitting here thinking like Vettel must be such a good one-on-one coach, like just helping her person work through that, feel that with moral authority, with confidence, with support. Thank you, Vettel, because I know you're changing her life. And you know what? Fuck it. If they don't want to hear what you have to say, if they don't agree with what you see, you get to move on. You get to be better, but you got to lay it out and move on. So sometimes you're going to cry and it ain't going to work out. You're going to have to say what you have to say and the job ain't going to work out anyway. And it's okay because it's better to tell the truth. So that's the tip of the day.
Yeah, we're human. I mean, no hay manera mejor que desahogarte que llorar. So we're human. It's normal. Como dice Irene, like in the professional world, make it okay. Don't be afraid of it. I know I've had bosses in the past where they've criticized, you know, folks that have cried and like, oh, that's good. You know, you didn't cry because so-and-so has cried. And it's just like, wow, really? But no, make it okay. Be okay with it. Be the boss that makes it okay. And then for you to, you know, do your higher ups, if you have a tough conversation, you just need to let it out. Like, eres humana. So with that, we are going to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the summer series. If you are not subscribed to our podcast, go ahead and subscribe to anywhere you listen to your podcast. If you haven't followed us on social media, our handle on Facebook and Instagram is at Level Up Latina. And Twitter is at Latina_up. And our website is leveluplatina.com, where you can find out more about the Guilt-Free Squad, about events. We have a breakthrough brunch that is happening in the fall. También allí you can sign up for one-on-one coaching, book your assessment with any of us three coaches. Thank you again for listening and for sharing. And if you want to keep the conversation going, shoot us a DM on Instagram or Facebook, or también via email. Our email is admin@leveluplatina.com. So thank you for being here. That is a wrap. Besitos, besitos. Y ya saben, es bueno chillar.